In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christos Anesti, is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death into those. The whole hymn is a very dear one, inspiring. Many faces have tears and lots of hope, because we know ultimately that love and love and come forth. It means that we all have life. We all come out of the tombs. We'll be united with loved ones that we've been missing. We'll be risen with Christ. Be easy to remember in every moment. The paralytic helps us today. Falling down the blocks, you see an opening. Someone pulls in before you. And let's say that goes on for 38 minutes. After a while, it gets. But now we have to think about this paralytic man having a problem much more serious than finding a parking space for relief from his distress. But 38 members of his body not functioning at all. Every time he sees the opportunity to receive healing, someone else steps in the pool before him, time after time. In today's gospel reading, there were a multitude of people by the pool waiting for healing, and the first one, this is hard to accept. And the healing at this pool, because there's only one source of healing, and that's God, the creator of all, is the only healer. So how is that and troubles the waters? And only one person at that time gets healing. How is that an expression of God's steadfast love? It's hard to accept that many people in this world, a multitude of people in this world today, are still waiting for healing. Some even longer than 38 years. And some are healed in this life, and some die. Have you ever felt annoyed at hearing the healing miracles? Some of us have begged God to heal someone we love, to keep them safe. And after so much devotion and belief, we still lose that person. Have you ever wondered why one miracle and not another? Is healing for lucky people, the one who's at the right place at the right time? Well, the paralytic didn't seem to believe that, because he didn't give up expecting healing that whole time. Eventually, though, he got more than he expected, because he got not only healing of the body, but healing of the soul. So healing is not about being the fastest or the luckiest, because Christ couldn't be called the Savior of all if he only came for select people. In the gospel of this, he took our infirmities and bore our diseases. The man who was paralyzed was waiting for so long to enter the healing waters just at the right moment when the angel came. But ultimately, Jesus, just with his words, healed the man, soul and body. He didn't even need the water. After all that time waiting to enter the water, it was the word of the Lord that healed him. Healing came. Jesus worked healing in a different way. And this was a complete healing, not just healing from paralysis, but forgiveness of sins. Christ says, sin no more so that nothing worse befall you. We know that not every sickness is caused by sin, but we do know that many sins do lead to infirmities in the body. And Christ heals impurities of every kind, infirmities of body and of the soul, all of them. So this miracle of the healing of the paralytic is a sign that the one who forgives sins and heals diseases is eventually going to do that for each one of us. But we have to work too. Prayer is difficult. The healing of the soul takes cooperation with God. It involves God's grace and our desire to respond. We have to want healing. So there's work ahead. But Christ made it very clear that bodily sickness is not the worst thing that can happen. Sin no more so that nothing worse befall you. What is the something worse? Well, in another teaching, Christ says, it is better for one of your members to perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Members of his body that were not working was charged to sin no more so that he wouldn't be in hell, which is worse than paralysis. So God, who is greater than all our sins, and who harrowed hell, and who redeems us from the curse, can work in unimaginable ways. It doesn't have to be the time and the manner that we expect it to happen. What matters is that we never give up on God. The paralytic man had never given up. In all that time, he thought his only hope was if someone would lower him into the water. But Christ came to him with an even better healing. Does the gospel answer why different people are healed at different times? Not really. Does the gospel say that eventually we are all risen from the dead? Yes. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says that we will all hear the Son of Man and come forth from the tombs. Is there any more amazing healing than that, to be risen from the dead? In the prophet Ezekiel says that he sees the field of bones that were very dry, as far from life as possible, and he saw them coming together. The Creator of all can restore us and bring resurrection to each person. Is there any more amazing healing than that? And we sing over and over this season that those in the tombs, Christ bestows life. Eternal paralysis, death, are all temporary. Resurrection is eternal. In the funeral service, we say about the person who has reposed, when we say to God, you are the resurrection and the life of your servant. That person who has reposed, we are expecting to be risen from the dead. God bestows this life on all in the tombs. Christ says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, he will live. We need to seek healing of the soul so that we will enjoy the resurrection of our bodies with Christ. Healing of soul and body sooner or later comes to everyone. Glory to God. No games, no competition. Nothing excludes us from the blessing Christ bestows on us. While the waters of the sheep's pool seem to favor the fastest moving person or the one who happened to be closest, And while certain healings today seem to happen for some people and not others, and there is still a multitude of people awaiting healing, these healings that do happen are just a little glimpse of the gift of the waters of baptism. These waters are all inclusive, and they bring all people into the death and resurrection of Christ. If we are planted with him in a death like his, says St. Paul, we will rise with him in a resurrection like his. All healings, whether it was when the angel came and troubled the waters, whether it was when Jesus worked those miracles in the gospel, whether it's when we see them today in the hospital, when we experience a recovery, or when someone we know experiences a recovery, all these are wonders of God, and they're just a little glimpse of the glory of God that is to come. But each glimpse should be understood as a gift that calls us to continued repentance, a gift where all of us hear Christ say to us, "Sin no more," a gift that assures us that Christ is our resurrection and our life, the fountain of forgiveness and healing to all of us. No, the Lord does not play games, but he gives opportunities in every experience, in all things, to grow closer to him. Through his miracles, he gifts us with a beautiful sign of blessings to come. And through our periods of waiting and trial and sickness, he gifts us with himself, having endured himself temptation, suffering, and death, and having bestowed on us love and everlasting life. The prophet Isaiah says, "By his bruises we are healed." Not just a select few, not just the first one to get here or there. We are healed, says the prophet. And not only does the man who was paralyzed understand fully those of us who still hurt and wait for healing, but so does Christ our God, the one who is risen from the dead and the one who grants life to the fallen. Therefore, all who have entered the waters of baptism continue to live the mystical life with repentance and with faith, say with the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from corruption and crowns you with steadfast love and compassion. To the life-creating and most holy Trinity be all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever, and unto ages of ages." Amen. Christ is risen.